The recall election is one tool, and after last night, it's a proven tool in the arsenal of a democratic system, but it's kind of new. When the Founding Fathers were designing the electoral system, they weren't thinking so much about removing officials from office as they were thinking about how to choose those representatives in the first place. Here with us in Studio 3A to talk about how the recall fits into American democracy is Howard Ernst, an assistant professor of political science at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. He's authored Dangerous Democracy, The Battle Over Ballot Initiatives in America. Welcome.
Thank you, Corb. It's a pleasure to be here.
So glad. Okay, this can't be what James Madison had in mind two centuries ago.
No, Corb. It's important to keep in mind that democracy was not a gift from our founding fathers, that in practice it is something that we've incrementally stolen away and that we must work to maintain. And there are those out there that say that this process, these processes of direct democracy, namely the initiative process and referendum and recall, undermine representative democracy. And I actually agree with them. I think they're absolutely right. Representative democracy and direct democracy are at best distant cousins. And in California and in many places around this country, they're not on speaking terms. What we saw in California was far more than a battle for the governor's office. This recall election represents a direct conflict between the conventional representative system of governance and a far more responsive system of governance. And in California, the direct system won this round of the battle.
But that can't always be the case.
It's not always the case, and it certainly wasn't the intent of our founding fathers. There's really no doubt that James Madison, often thought of as the father of our Constitution, would be appalled by what unfolded in California. He favored a representative form of government that was designed to refine and enlarge the public will. It wasn't designed to reflect it. It's often useful to keep in mind an image. Democracy is a mirror that you hold in the face of the people. What Madison and many of the founders had in mind was a prism. The idea was that the unfiltered passions of the masses would go into the prism, and somehow out the other side of this process would come some enlightened and refined political decisions. His goal, which would be considered somewhat elitist by modern standards, was to give people something better than they would give themselves. And quite frankly, the citizens of California, like the citizens of many initiative states, have rejected this Madisonian vision of representative democracy. Today, they view their elected officials as delegates of the popular will, individuals who are elected to reflect public desires, not necessarily to exercise their judgment. And in a very real way, California is once again at the forefront of political change. California is on its way to becoming the democracy that Madison feared. Let's hope that the basis of his fear, that is his belief that democracies are, quote, short-lived and violent in their deaths, was unfounded.
Well, I have all these people, I'm channeling them now, Howard, and they're shrieking at their radios, the tyranny of the minority, the tyranny of the minority. You've got fewer people who may have the chance to control election in this manner.
Yeah. What's important to keep in mind is that Madison and our founders were less concerned about the tyranny of the minority than they were about the tyranny of the majority. That when they defined factions and what they were trying to guard against, which was a faction coming to power, they were arguing against both the majority and the minority. They had an expansive view on what a faction was.
Is this an evolution of democracy in your mind?
I think it is. I like to tell my students that being against democratization is like being against earthquakes or hurricanes. That there's really no point. That the macro level history of political development in this country suggests that political systems based on popular sovereignty, which is what our system is based on, become more democratic over time, not less democratic. And what we're seeing take place in California, like we've seen in many Western states and across this nation, is not necessarily unique. You have to keep in mind, it wasn't long ago that U.S. senators in this country were chosen by state legislatures, that presidential nominating process was controlled by party bosses, that African Americans and women were denied the right to vote, to mention only a few examples. The history of political development in this country has been one of democratization.
Thanks a lot for coming in today. Howard Ernst is an assistant professor of political science at the U.S. Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland. He has also authored Dangerous Democracy, The Battle Over Ballot Initiatives in America. In Washington, Corva Coleman, NPR News.